The proposed oil exploration well in the Naples community of Golden Gate Estates is not literally in Pam and Hamy Duran's backyard, but it's close enough, Pam says.
We found out right away that the property values around here will drop 30%. That's an automatic deduction.
Down the dirt road that runs in front of the Durans' five-acre property is a wide-open field with a yellow and black sign marked No Trespassing nailed to a tree. It's here where a herd of cows stroll into view.
We found the boy.
Pam is an artist and Hamy a retired engineer. They invested in a house in Golden Gate Estates where a dollar goes a lot further than it would in the main city of Naples. But now the Dan A. Hughes Company, the same Texas-based outfit that ran afoul of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection at another well site close by, is set to drill another exploratory well.
The Dan A. Hughes Company has been in business for more than 50 years. And this is really the first time they've had this kind of controversy come up around one of its operations. So it caught the company by surprise.
David Blackman is the spokesman for the Dan A. Hughes Company, which has permits to explore for oil in the area.
You know, I think it's obvious that the industry's seen this growing movement of opposition to oil and gas and energy development in general, hydraulic fracturing specifically, and has been slow to understand.
The company uses a process similar to fracking, and fracking is legal in Florida. Golden Gate Estates residents worry about the increased traffic and noise stemming from the site. They're also concerned about how to get out of the area in case something goes wrong. There's only one way in and out of the estates. Another major concern is how the drilling operation will impact Florida panthers, which also roam about the estates. Christian Spilker is a biologist and vice president of land management for Collier Resources, the company that owns the land the Dan A. Hughes Company plans to drill. He says the program and the panthers have coexisted for decades.
We actually have panthers denning adjacent to our oil pads. Mm-hmm. We have collared panthers. We see them moving across our oil areas. And the oil, the panther experts, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Florida Fish and Wildlife, when they've looked at it, they've stated publicly that they think that our oil activity and panthers are compatible.
It is a huge vacant farm field. Doesn't provide panther prey or panther cover. It is a barren, huge field.
Nancy Payton with the Florida Wildlife Federation says she agrees with the oil company. She's been staying out of the fray, but says she's discussed the issue with panther biologists, the Florida Wildlife Commission, and even officials with the nearby panther preserve. And she says there's no reason to believe the animal is at risk, since it's not an ideal habitat. She also argues it's disingenuous for people living in the estates to not look at how their development affects panthers.
If they're concerned about the loss of panther habitat, transportation issues, fragmentation of habitat, isolation of habitat, they need to be looking at Golden Gate Estates, where nine sections of prime panther habitat is being whittled away by 1 to 5 acre home sites.
An administrative law judge recently ruled the Golden Gate Estates well project could move forward. The final decision on the project now rests with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Meanwhile, the Dan A. Hughes Company is saying the operation will be small scale, but there could be a petroleum smell and probably some noise from traffic from the site. The company expects the operation to last about 6 weeks. Even though the well will be more than 1,200 feet away from the Durans' doorstep, further than state regulations call for, it does not give them any comfort. And Pam Duran says if the oil rig is built, she and her husband may be moving. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.